Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, all of you that bought Easter eggs and supported our youth group in any way in this past year so that we could raise the money to go to amazing Cherokee, North Carolina. We have our friends from Mount Olivet joining us, some of them, and some of you in the back are welcome to come up too. This mission trip, I'm going to say, was probably one of my top favorites of ones I've ever done. This was a working mission trip. We did do some ministry with Vacation Bible School, but for most of us, we were actually doing construction work. I feel a little bit more confident in my ability to swing a hammer now. Not sure about much else, but I think I could swing a hammer now. The relationships that we made with each other between Union and Mount Olivet are ones that I know are going to last a very long time. And then the relationships that we made with some of the folks in Cherokee as well. I thought at first, you know, when I got back, what did we really accomplish as far as for God's kingdom? But then when I got to thinking about it, you know, the work, the physical work that we did may encourage the individuals that we did the work for to attend the Cherokee United Methodist Church. And who knows what lasting effects that will have. It's like it goes, we planted the seed, we may not see the harvest, but I believe that there will be a harvest. So I'm just going to pass the mic around, and everybody can share maybe what impact the trip had on them.
I'm Margaret, and this is my second mission trip, and it was really fun, and I learned a lot with hammering, too. I got closer to God.
Okay. Hi, my name's Abby. This is my sixth year going to Cherokee. I'm from Mount Olivet, and I actually worked in the kitchen this year. This is my first time doing that. And it was a blessing to, like, make the food that would nourish your guys' bodies to go out and do the Lord's work, and so it was a blessing to see that.
I'm Jenny, and I was one of the chaperones. This is the first mission trip that I have gone on with this group. As everybody knows, I go each year on the youth rally, and that's a very hectic weekend, and by the time we get home, it's time for a vacation, and that's only 3 days, so the closer this got, I kept thinking, what have I gotten myself into? This is 10 days with 20-plus teenagers, and it was like, I didn't think about backing out, but it was stress going into it. But I can say that the entire trip was wonderful. There was never a moment that entered back into my mind from the moment we left. And there was not, we always talk about that one moment. I can say the whole trip was that moment for me. It was just one great experience, especially being with these kids and seeing their confidence, doing things they had never done, and learning and just sharing with everybody. So I really hope to be able to go again, and it was very much a blessing to me this year.
Hi, I'm Eli, and this is actually my first mission trip, and it was really fun, and you saw in the video, I helped with VBS, and it was a really blessing to teach the kids.
Thanks, Eli. We were really excited that Eli got to join us this year for his first mission trip. I think for me personally, and if you don't know me, I'm sorry, I'm Tammy, I'm the youth leader here. And for me personally, I think what impacted me most was just the worship time that we had in the sanctuary there at Cherokee, not just the service on Sunday, but the times of worship we had on Wednesday night and on Friday night. It's just being in that sanctuary, you just felt like you were in the presence of God. So personally, that's what I'm taking away.
Hi, my name's Melissa, and I was also a chaperone, and this group was gracious enough to let Sean and I come a day late, so he had been gone 15 days by the time we got home. I have not been in my bed once in 15 days because we left as soon as the fair was over and drove all the way down to catch up with them. If you ever get a chance to travel with this group, please don't let anything in your life stop you. It was exhausting but wonderful. And if you know me, I was up at before the crack of dawn every day for devotions. And for me, that's a big thing. I learned how to do a tin roof. But the sanctuary and the services down there were just wonderful. I miss Sundays, but the last night with the washing of our hands and the water and the traditions of Cherokee, it was just an awesome experience.
Sup? I have been on 3 mission trips before with my youth group, but I have to say that this was by far the best mission trip I have been on. And not because it was something completely different. It's just the kind of connection with the people around you and the people you work for is just so much more than what I've ever seen. The people on my particular work site, they even fed us lunch. The kind of amazing love that they have for us working for them that is returned is just unimaginable. I mean, we go thinking that we're going to do something for them, and we are, but we go and we come back getting a lot more than what we bargained for. And I would definitely say that probably the big moment for me that I really began to love this mission trip even more was probably when the Mount Olivet praise team asked me to sing and play with them during the worship services. That really touched me because I love music, and it just really made me feel good to know that I was accepted by them.
My name is Ben, and this is my first trip that I've ever been on, but I can guarantee that nothing is going to top this or even come close, because I got to connect with people that I've met from my past, and I got to connect with people that I've never met and the people that I've known for a few months now. And something that's probably going to always stay in my heart and in my mind is when we were tubing and my boy Sam over here, it was easier to talk to him within 2 days and connect with him than people I go to school with and that I've known for years, and it was just easier to talk to him and everybody else around here too, but it was just really nice.
All right, so my name is Sean, and Thane took mine, so yeah. So I guess the part that impacted me the most was, I guess, learning about their overall culture. Going into the trip, I was like, oh, I play lacrosse. They've also played lacrosse. I found out that's not true. They play stickball, which is apparently a lot more fun than lacrosse is. So there were some pictures of me and Ben throwing stickball around, which is impossible, so I don't know how they do it. But learning about the culture and seeing how they live their lives and the compassion that they showed us was just moving. They don't know who we were. They fed us. They welcomed us in their community. So I was just moving.
I'm Abby. I'm actually from Mount Olivet Church, and this is my first missions trip, and I just wanted to say it was a blast. I loved meeting everyone, and I'm glad that both of our churches got to come together because it was great. One of the biggest things for me was when we did worship services, and just you could feel God's presence in the church when we sang, and like when the people came, and it was just amazing to be there, and everyone was so sweet and nice, and like I was on their crew and Thane's crew and stuff, and they did feed us, which is really cool. And we did run into a lot of complications. We had a lot of big rocks that were everywhere. You would dig 1 inch and there would be this huge rock that we have to take out, but that's not the point. It was fun, and I'm glad to be a part of it, so.
Hi, I'm Kate. I'm from Mount Olivet, and this is my sixth time going down to Cherokee. And I also am the worship leader. So like a lot of people have said, this year was really good. We connected really well as a group. I really loved having them here. And I was on the same crew as them, of course. And we had a really fun time. Abby and I like to sing musicals to entertain everyone while we were working. And also, being a worship leader, it's something that's really cool to experience when everyone is singing together and having a good time. So it was really great this year.
I'm Sam. This is my 13th trip, the third one of the summer. So... my highlight of the week was just getting to spend time with a great group of youth. To be honest, your youth are the best. Don't tell the other churches I said that, but they are. It's nice just because I've been on a lot of trips, and sometimes the group gets it, and sometimes they don't get it. And your kids get it. So it's just nice to see a group of young people who really know what it means to serve, and not just have fun and be with friends, but to worship, to serve, to live lives that Jesus would be proud of. So that's my highlight.
My name's Rob, and this is my fourth mission trip, technically. Really third, really, if you kind of don't count the first one. But I was really happy this week, well, 2 weeks, because I was finally able to do actual work projects for once, because all the past mission trips I was working, doing VBS and doing day camp, and I do that here at church for my job, and it's, the same thing over and over again, and it didn't feel like I was doing anything, but now being able to do all the work projects, it felt like kind of had an impact on the, trip rather than just all the whole, youth side and, all the worship, but now it's felt like I could do all that plus the work project, so it was nice to do that.
Hi, my name is Caleb, and the first thing that struck me was new people. I have to get along with new people. Great. So it ended up working out really well. We meshed really well. I enjoyed my crew and hanging out with the other teens and adults. And our crew had a decently sized project. We had our share of setbacks, but we got along really well, and we actually got done more than what we were originally supposed to do, and it was really enjoyable.
So for those of you who don't know, my name's Elizabeth, and I've been on 6 mission trips so far, including this past one to Cherokee. I'd have to say that the Cherokee mission trip was probably the best mission trip I've been on since my first one to Kenya. I think what made it most memorable for me was that it revolved around construction projects. I think it's really cool to be able to physically see how you're helping people.
Hi, my name is Jim, better known as Sam and Rob's dad. To be honest, I wasn't looking forward to this trip at the beginning. As some of you recall, my mother had passed away 2 weeks before we left. So I was really spent and wiped out. And I've been driving to Pennsylvania every weekend all year, so I didn't know if I had the energy to drive 12 hours to North Carolina and then do a week of construction. But I'm really glad I did. Our message for the week was from Ephesians, work with enthusiasm is for the Lord and not for people. And I can tell you folks, this group here has some enthusiasm. It was really contagious, and the spirit and energy they brought, it actually rejuvenated me. So I was still sore at night, but I wasn't wiped out anymore. So the thing that touched me the most, though, was the morning devotion. We would start each morning at 7 o'clock in the parking lot, and someone would read scripture, someone else would say a message, and we would sing some praise songs. Well, a number of those songs we had also sung at my mother's funeral. So the first time that happened, I got all choked up, and I couldn't get through the first verse. So I faked it and pretended something was in my eye and kept on going. And I did a lot of reflection in the morning. But as the week went on, it got better. And by the end of the week, they were praise songs again. I don't know if that makes sense, but they were praise songs again. So for me personally, this trip helped me with grieving and coping a lot better than if I had stayed home. And plus, like I said, this is a great group of young people. I really enjoyed working with them and had a lot of fun. So I ended up glad I went.
Hi, my name is Jed. This is my fourth year going to Cherokee. I helped Kate with worship. My most impactful moment going to Cherokee was probably just getting to fellowship with this group from Union and also helping Kate with worship. This is probably one of my favorite groups that's actually gone with us to Cherokee because we just mesh so well. I just hope that they get to come back next year. So,
hello, my name is Sarah, and let me open my book of notes. Don't worry, I won't give a mini sermon. Gotta find the correct one. All right. So there was a lot of stuff that happened this week, and like they were saying, there were rocks everywhere. We were kind of missing the sand in Delaware. You know, it was. If it wasn't the rock, it was hard clay. And on top of that, we ended up finding out that we had a septic system somewhere where we were supposed to be laying our porch, but we didn't know quite where. So we had to dig around and try to find that before we busted it. So there was a lot of stuff that the devil was trying to throw at us to keep us back, but we went up on Saturday, Friday night, Saturday. I don't know what day that is. I think it should be its own entity. But the Sunday service was really good. It was on Gideon and what he did, and one line really spoke to me. The preacher had said, "With God, the outcome has never depended on human strength." And that is something that I think is really freeing, and it just hits you like, you know, a splash of cold water. It's a little different from saying, like, using the present tense, like, there is nothing God can't do. But when you think of, when you say it has never relied on human strength, then that brings to mind all of the stories in the Bible where he is overcome. And it just reminds you that our limitations are not God's limitations. And sometimes we know that, and we know God can do it, but we don't believe that God can do it through us because we think that we have limitations. But we don't have limitations if we have God. So that's what I was trying to remember when we were lugging the 35th rock out of the ground.
Yeah, so we're the big silent guys from Mount Olivet. Yeah. My name's Bill Whitaker. I'm the lay leader at Mount Olivet. And I think it was wonderful to be able to have a joint mission team in the sense of community and connectedness that the Methodist Church is all about. I think that's a wonderful thing. The other thing that I would share in the context of the week, and I would assume that our DS last year at your charge conference had a similar thing as what she said at our charge conference around, we should be asking ourselves why we do it, what it is that we do, and does it align with our church's vision and mission? Don't just do things automatically because it's our habit, but why do you do what you do? So when I reflect on this mission trip with young people and how it offers a counterbalance to the lies of the world that you can be happy if you have material things, that you can be happy if you only look like this. Or, you know, there's a lot of lies in our secular world, right? And to have that counterpose with Jesus' words in John 10, where he says, "The thief comes to steal and destroy, but I come to give life in abundance," right? Abundant life can be found in digging rocks. And what an amazing thing, right? To the joy of getting a rock out of a hole, you know? And praise God, we got that one, you know? So this was an affirmation, just an experience and the fellowship and the observation, and affirmed the value of this type of mission trip as a foundational activity for our youth.
Morning, I'm Carl. I'm standing up here trying to figure out which of the multitude of things I'd like to say. First of all, kudos to the kitchen crew. We ate really well. And that's another thing, nobody mentioned it, so I might as well. A lot of us, you'll notice, are wearing little bracelets. I think that was our last night, I think, the worship we had right before we left, they passed out bracelets to everybody, kind of as a reminder of our tie to that community and our tie to each other as part of that mission team. When I was thinking about what to share, though, the message that kind of came back around to my mind was the one of the final night at that last service. After the worship, they gave ample time for people to get up and share what the week had meant to them and what they learned and whatever came to their heart to share. And what I'm going to share is basically, these guys have all heard it before. It's kind of a point, I guess, to myself and hopefully to others. So I'm an engineer. Most of you know that. And to engineers, something that's really, really important is having a plan, right? So when we got into our cruise on Monday morning, I was handed a half piece of paper, and it had four lines, and it had four little squares on it, and it had a little arrow on the other side that said 8 foot. And I looked at it, and I thought, this is going to be a long week. So, but anyways, and I'm not detracting from the person that wrote that, because it was a sketch, it was a typical construction sketch, and you know, I had a pretty good idea what the fellow had in mind, so it was really all I needed to go on. But I got thinking about it, and I can't count as all the, like Sam's counted all his, I can't remember all my mission trips, I've been on a few. And it struck me that, you know, all the mission trips I've been on, even to Kenya, it's clear halfway around the world, we didn't really have a plan. We had an idea, but not a plan. We knew what we wanted to do. We knew we were going here to do it. We knew we had people, but we didn't have what an engineer would call a plan. And, you know, same with all the trips we took to Kentucky and all that. And kind of throughout the week, what occurred to me is that I think God tells people like engineers every once in a while, you don't need a plan because I have one. And that's kind of what I got out of the week. By the end of the week, we had completed a project without a plan, which I don't think would have happened had God not been on that job site. So that's kind of what occurred to me from the week. And thank you again for sponsoring this group and helping us do these different mission activities. You want to close? That's it. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
The Apostle Paul says that his goal is to know Christ, but more importantly, to be like Christ, and to be all Christ has in mind for him. And this leads us to Philippians 3, 12 through 21. It is not that I have already reached this goal or have already been perfected, but I pursue it, so that I may grab hold of it, because Christ grabbed hold of me just for this purpose. Brothers and sisters, I myself don't think I've reached it, but I do this one thing. I forget about the things behind me and reach for the things ahead of me. The goal I pursue is the prize of God's upward call in Christ Jesus. So all of us who are spiritually mature should think this way. And if anyone thinks differently, God will reveal it to him or her. Only let's live in a way that is consistent with whatever level we have reached. Brothers and sisters, become imitators of me and watch those who live this way. You can use us as models. As I have told you many times and now say with deep sadness, many people live as enemies of the cross. Their lives end with destruction. Their goal is the stomach. And they take pride in their disgrace because their thoughts focus on earthly things. Our citizenship is in heaven. We look forward to a Savior that comes from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform our humble bodies so that they are like his glorious body, by the power that also makes him able to subject all things to himself. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Marty. And so my words today, of course, will be brief because we've heard much already about the amazing mission trip that the youth served together with Cherokee, North Carolina. But I want to remind you of these important words that Paul said in Philippians. He calls us as Christians together to press on toward the goal together. That means that all of us have an opportunity, a way to serve and to build the kingdom of God. We all have spiritual gifts and graces that God has blessed us with to be used by Him, to build His kingdom in a mighty and powerful way. Revelation gives us an important truth. The book of Revelation says that we will overcome the world by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. And so just a little bit ago, we got to hear from our youth about the way that God had impacted them through the missions, through the joy of serving the Lord. So it not only was about what they had done, it's not only about the impact that they made in Cherokee, but I find that whenever you serve the Lord through missions, there's an impact on you every time. There's a blessing that you receive every single time. I can say with great confidence that one of the greatest joys ever in my life, all the joy just about, save joys from my family and friends, the biggest joys have come from serving the Lord, without a doubt. And so we got to hear the joy that was shared by our youth, by our adult volunteers, by the connections and relationships that were built through the joy of serving the Lord. So Paul says that we together must press on toward the goal. That we must together do the work of building the kingdom of God right here and right now. Because all you have to do is turn on the TV and it's obvious to see the strife happening in the world. Everything from Klan rallies in Charlottesville to the unrest in North Korea. We know that the world has much tumult, much turmoil right now. So those of us, together, as Christians, as the family of God, must do our part to build the kingdom of God, one act of love, one act of kindness, one act of forgiveness, one act of service and reconciliation to the world. If we all work together, if we all build the kingdom of God together, think about what impact can be made. Think about what blessings we can bestow if we work together in service to the Lord, building the kingdom of God. So church, let's do that together. Let us do acts of justice, compassion, kindness, hope and mercy to heal a hurting and a broken world. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord God, help us to know that as Paul has said, we are to strive toward the goal of building the kingdom of God. Lord, we see the turmoil in the world right now. We see the unrest. And we know, oh Lord God, that we are called by you to serve. We are called by you to give of ourselves each and every day. Lord, help us to be more kind. Help us to be more compassionate. Help us to be more loving. Lord, help us to see everyone in the same eyes that you see us, made in your image and filled with great and incredible love. And so, Heavenly Father, help us to be able to together to testify to the joy that you've given our lives, to testify to the impact that you have made upon us through service to you. And so, O Lord God, when we leave this place at the end of our worship, help us, O Lord, to be faithful. Help us to be steadfast. Let us have hearts together that desire and yearn to serve you faithfully, to build your kingdom, one act of love, one act of justice, one act of kindness at a time. It is in Jesus' name that we all pray. Amen.